I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition on NPR Illinois. Recently, Illinois Issues looked into whether the Illinois Pregnancy Fairness Act, which was enacted last year, has been effective. We have an interview coming up with Holly Sanford, a Bloomington woman, who says that for her, the change in the law came too late. But first, we're going to speak with Maureen McKinney. She's the Illinois Issues reporter who covered this topic. Maureen, you wrote about the Pregnancy Fairness Act last month. Let's remind listeners, what is that law and what does it mean for pregnant women in the state?
There's been an anti-discrimination law involving pregnancy for many years prior, but in January 2015, the Pregnancy Fairness Act took effect, and it's more specific. For example, it says that if reasonable accommodations are sought, the employer has to grant them.
And so what kind of changes did that actually bring about?
In the case of the woman we're going to talk to, Holly Sanford, she had asked for a stool to sit while she was working, and she was denied. In other cases, maybe it's light duty. For example, a delivery truck driver would need to not have to lift more than 25 pounds, for example.
So this isn't necessarily about compensation or anything like that. It's just about making reasonable accommodations for pregnant women. Is that right?
Yes. And it also wouldn't allow you to fire someone because they are pregnant or that sort of thing.
And so why did you decide to come back to the story?
Because Holly Sanford's lawyer read the story and thought it would be interesting to share her client's situation. And so she contacted me. And I agreed that it was an interesting case, so we wrote about it.
And so you reached out to Sanford's previous employer, right? Meatheads. Talk a little bit about where she's located in Illinois and who she was working for.
Yeah, she was working at a normal Meathead store. It's a hamburger restaurant, and she was the manager at the time that she was hired to work there. And was still a manager when she was fired.
All right. And you did reach out to Meatheads to get their take on things. What was their reaction to Ms. Sanford's claims, which we're about to get into?
The attorney for Meatheads, I tried to reach several times in several ways, and there was no response.
All right. So now you're going to hear the conversation that Maureen McKinney had with Holly Sanford, a Bloomington woman for whom the change in the law, the Pregnancy Fairness Act, that is, came too late. She has filed a suit in federal court against her previous employer, Meatheads, where she worked as a manager, as Maureen just mentioned, until being fired. She believes the December 2014 termination happened in part because of her employer's anticipation of the Pregnancy Fairness Act taking effect. So here's that interview.
They were looking for a reason to fire me before I went on leave. For one thing, we had some new laws that had to do with a case that happened the same year when I was pregnant, and new laws were going to go into place that were going to add some additional protection for women who were pregnant in the workplace. And those were going to go into effect in January. And they terminated me on December 10th, and I wasn't due until March. So I feel like that definitely has something to do with it, as they were trying to figure out a reason to terminate me. And of course, they had to come up with a hokey reason that wasn't actually a reason at all. The other thing was, too, is a lot of the questions that I was getting from my supervisor were the inappropriate breastfeeding questions about, like, how long do I plan on doing that and that sort of thing. And we didn't even have a separate office or anything to possibly provide any kind of base to express milk in that store. Because, you know, thank you to the Affordable Care Act, one of the provisions in there is some protections for mothers who are nursing. And in there, it says that you're supposed to provide a place to express milk other than the bathroom. Well, there is no place with a door other than the bathroom in that store at all. And I think that she was cognizant of that and thought that that was going to be a problem. And instead of working to find a solution to that, I think their solution was to try to terminate my employment. And that's the way that they went. Instead of, you know, possibly building a room or coming up with an arrangement where, you know, could go home for a few minutes and do it. I think those two things provided some problems. And I think that's really what it boiled down to, is they didn't want to have to deal with that kind of stuff. I was definitely shocked for it to come to a termination, especially with the reasoning that they gave me.
I understand you have a new job now?
I do have a new job now. It was really difficult looking for a job when I was pregnant. And as you can imagine, me looking great on paper and getting, you know, good interviews. But once I would show up, people would see me and know that I was, you know, about to have another baby. And it's funny how phone calls don't really happen after they see you when an interview is going great all the way up until they see you. But I do have a new job now. I love it. I'm very lucky to work for Illinois State University for campus dining services.
Do you feel like you're confident going into the trial?
Yeah. I am 100% confident, because what happened to me was absolutely not right. And my previous employer was given every opportunity to do the right thing. When I asked for accommodation, I wasn't rude about it. I explained my situation. Hey, as you know, I'm pregnant. I am getting lightheaded. I'm having contractions when I'm not supposed to. I'm having fatigue, all these things that are associated with normal pregnancy. You know, you're supposed to ask for accommodations. You need accommodations. And I asked for them. You know, I need a stool. Wouldn't get one for me. I had to go to the store and get a stool. You know, things like that. When I was seeing my medical care provider, she told me, wow, you're working too much. And I said, I know, because my average day was very normal for me to work a 14-hour day, a 12-hour day. A 10-hour day was a short day for me. Very hard on a person, especially very demanding work as well. She said, you absolutely cannot work this much. And I kind of was arguing with my medical care provider, because I'm trying to maintain high standards at my store that I was responsible for. And she finally talked me down to, okay, well, can we do a 10-hour day? She wanted me to do less. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll do that. She wrote me a note. And after I presented them with that information and the note that she had given me that I was not to work more than 10 hours, instead of, okay, yes, we'll absolutely accommodate that, like they should have, again, opportunity to do what they should have, they didn't. And it was a struggle for me to be able to follow medical instructions. So I have everything documented. There was an ad on Craigslist for my position before I had even had any kind of anything about any issues with my performance or anything, because my new boss who took over after I had already told the company that I was pregnant, because I told them right away, because I thought that was the right thing to do, give them lots of time to figure out whatever they're going to need to figure out, because obviously you can't just have a baby and go back to work the next day. It's not a healthy thing to do for a mother or a child. And thinking I was doing the right thing, well, she came in and immediately was asking inappropriate questions about breastfeeding and how much time I was going to take off and stuff that's absolutely not an employer's business. I mean, I'm confident. There's just so many things that happened that were wrong.
That was Maureen McKinney talking to Holly Sanford, a Bloomington woman who has sued her former employer in federal court because she believes her civil rights were violated when she was fired during her pregnancy. The attorney for the employer, Meatheads, could not be reached for comment. I'm Rachel Otwell.